A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuba Samach Aleph, Ksuba 61a, pagination is 121, counting up from the beginning of the wide lines, counting up six lines. Arba Yosheves Beketadra, if a woman brings four maidservants into the marriage to do work, then she doesn't have to do anything in the house. She can sit on her throne, or some translate easy chair, and take it easy. She doesn't have to do work. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna. The statement of the Gemara here is, Afal Pisha Omru Yosheves Beketadra, even though that's true, she's allowed to relax. Ava Mozeges Lokos, she would still have to pour or mix the right formulation of the husband's drink, umatzas lo esamita, and make his bed, umachetzas lo ponav yada viraglov, and wash him according to the local custom. What was described over here was to help him with washing his face, hands, and feet. Probably in their culture, their husband comes in from work or travel or whatever, and it was known there was exertion, and this was the way they relaxed. These were considered intimate acts of service, acts of endearment, and these things she would still be obligated to do, even if she did not have to do the regular housework. Now, this statement was brought to say that even the woman who brought maidservants into the marriage is still going to be obligated in these things because these are wife things that she has to do and that those obligations are going to remain. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna, Komalacha Sheisha Ose Labayla, Nida Ose Labayla. Similarly, though, a Nida, a woman during the prohibited time, based on the period, she's going to still do all the regular things that she normally does, except for these very items that we just mentioned, because they are intimate acts of endearment. Osa labayla, she does everything for her husband as a nida, she still does everything, chutz mimezigas hakos, except for this special pouring in the right formulation of the drink, v'hatzoas hamita, and making the bed, v'archotzas ponav yada v'raglov, and washing him, his face, hands, and feet, whatever the custom was. So let's pause here for a moment in terms of pouring in the right formulation. So there are really two dimensions over here. There's the mixing or the pouring, and then there's the serving of the item, which we'll see, we'll encounter that in a moment. We are, in a general sense, strict on all these items. We consider them each, in and of themselves, acts of endearment. Hatzoas hamita, making the bed. So what's involved in making the bed? So the poskim talk about that the mattress arrangement is not going to be considered hatzoas hamita. That's not an act of endearment. That's still labor. Likewise, they're lenient regarding putting the blanket into the quilt cover is not an act of endearment yet. That's labor. That's work. But arranging the pillows, putting on the blanket in the way of making the bed would be something that she's not allowed to do for him. Likewise, he's not allowed to do for her. And we'll see in a moment, there's a significant leniency, which is basically how it ends up getting done. At the end of the line, V'atzoas hamita, regarding making the bed, Amar Rava, Rava said, Lo amron ela b'fanov. The only restriction is when it's in front of him. Avashalo b'fanov leslan ba. But if it's not in front of him, then there's no problem. And if the spouse is out of the room, then a person would be allowed to make the bed entirely. If the spouse is in the room and they simply close their eyes, that's not enough. Simply turning your back is not enough, because clearly it's in the same room and it's still going to remain an act of endearment. In terms of serving, so we said that pouring the drink, mixing it in the right formulation, is an act of endearment, as well as we'll see here, the act of serving. And therefore, what was done is that the food was served with a degree of a shinui, something done unusual. Umezigas hakos, regarding this, pouring and serving the drink, and the way we are practicing this, this includes a plate of food as well. Shmuel machafale devisu biyada desmala. Shmuel's wife would do it with her left hand. Apparently she was a righty. She would serve it in a certain way normally, but she did it with her left hand. It was considered a shinoi, an act that was unusual, that made it clear that there's a distance right now from intimate activity, and that was sufficient. And likewise, the Gemara expounds from Abaya, Rava, and Rav Papa, how they likewise dealt with this by having the plate placed, the item being served placed at a bit of a distance from them. And that's how it's practiced. The woman will put it just a little bit away so that the husband still has to pull the item towards him in order to eat properly. One of the important leniencies to understand is that if the food is being served for the group, then there's no restriction. So that if the food is going to be served on a serving platter, and then it's first going to be taken from the serving platter onto his plate, so then there's not going to be a restriction on that. Likewise, if the husband is pouring cups of wine from Kiddush, for example, and he pours them all equally, he doesn't designate one for his wife, so that's not a pouring, that's a problem. That's pouring for the general public, for the people that are in attendance, and she chooses the one that she wants to use. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.